Brad Davidson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. How are we going?
Yeah, really well, thanks. And I see, firstly, is Nature Street back in work heading towards another autumn preparation?
Yeah, it comes around quickly, doesn't it, guys? And back in pre-training, Nature Strip heading towards that fourth consecutive TJ Smith. And I suppose the big question he has to answer, guys, is can he go on with it now? Because, you know, ever since he's returned from overseas and that dominant display at Royal Ascot, he won first up impressively, but then the wheels fell off in the spring carnival. I know he was only just beaten down the straight there before a break, but the old Nature Strip would have won that race by about four lengths. So we'll wait and see how much that trip's taken out of him. He's obviously getting on in age as well, but you know, I'm sure with the break, I'm sure there's plenty left in the tank still for the world's best sprinter, and he'll get the chance to show that. He'll head towards the TJ, of course. They'll go to the Lightning down south as well, so there'll be a few races there. And the ownership group talking about the potential of heading back to Royal Ascot, but saying 60-40 unlikely at this stage, just because of his age and how much of an arduous task it is to get a horse over there and back to Royal Ascot again.
What's the plan for She's Extreme in the autumn, Davo?
Yeah, Loz, a light autumn, I believe. Likely to have around the three runs and just have a pretty light style of autumn for her. She's unlikely to go on and race in the Oaks. Obviously, she won the VRC Oaks, but unlikely to head towards the Australian Oaks in the Sydney autumn. So, believe she'll head towards races like Storm Queen, the Queen Elizabeth, and even the Coolmore prior to that. So most likely those three races for her. But look, by all reports, she's come back well and seems to have developed nicely. And yeah, they're just happy to give her a lighter autumn and then build towards a busier spring. So she did a great job in the spring. I thought they handed the Oaks to her with a slow speed that day. They should have probably tested her a little bit more, tested her stamina abilities. But anyway, they just walked and that played into her hands and she was able to sprint too well from late in the piece.
Now, has there been a prize money boost for Victoria?
There has, yeah, about $3.3 million, guys. So, look, the Australian Cup will go from $1.5 million to $3 million and the Blue Diamond Stakes got an extra $500,000 to $2 million. So a few other increases there throughout, but they were the main ones. The Australian Cup, I suppose, has got a little bit lost in the calendar the last few years with other races getting a lot of love, so that prize money increase for the Australian Cup will be well received because a race that has lost some of its sparkle in the last few years with a lack of prize money and horses opting to go to other feature races that have become more lucrative.
What's your best bet today, mate?
Look, I think race 5, number 9, Back to Man, guys, open enough staying, but he looks well suited there today. He's just been given not much, no, he doesn't have much luck, put it that way. I think I'll be kind enough to the jockeys in the last couple of starts, but he should have clearly last time out. He just found about every backside up the straight you could find and only got out 100 from home and still almost won. So gets a nice bit of weight relief today with the claim of Dylan Gibbons. Towards the inside, I think the rail might be the place to be following the rail around with that rail out today, and I think he looks pretty hard to beat. He just needs a bit of luck. There should be good speed again, and if the gap's open for him this time, I think it'd be very hard to hold out. Race 5, number 9, Back to Man.
Back to Man, $3.90, Dylan Gibbons rides for Nathan Doyle. That is Race 5, number 9, Davo's best at the farm, Warwick Farm today. Thank you, Davo. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Talk soon.